Welcome. In this lesson, you'll build a Loxi-style organ stab from scratch in Ableton Live 12, a compact instrument rack with crisp transients and dusty mids you can drop into a drum and bass edit. Work at a drum and bass tempo. I'll use 174 BPM and keep Ableton open and ready. Lesson overview: we're creating one MIDI instrument rack called Loxi Organ Stab with three layers. A core organ body made in Waveedable, a crisp transient or click layer using Simpler or Waveedable, and a low-level dusty mids layer made from noise and saturation. We'll finish with a small global FX chain and four useful macros: decay, filter cutoff, dirt, and transient strength. Step 0. Create the track and instrument rack 1. Create a new MIDI track CMD/Ctrl+Shift+T. Name it Loxi Organ Stab. 2. Drag an instrument rack onto that track. Right-click the rack and choose Show/Hide Chain List so you can add chains for each layer. Step 1. Layer 1. Core Organ Body Waveedable 1. In Chain 1, drop a Waveedable device. 2. Set Oscillator 1 to a warm sawish table, something like Basic Saw or Classic Saw. Leave level at 0 dB. 3. Enable Oscillator 2 to add body. Use a square/pulse or slightly different harmonic table. You can transpose OSC 2 by 0 or minus 12 semitones for weight, and attune very slightly, plus or minus 5 cents, or use Unison 2, but keep it subtle so the stab stays tight. 4. Filter. Choose a low-pass 24 dB slope. Set cutoff around 900 to 1500 Hz. Start near 1.2 kHz, and keep resonance low, about 0.2-0.4. Use a moderate filter envelope amount, somewhere around 0.200-0.35, so the stab closes quickly. 5. Amp envelope. Attack 0 ms. Decay 150-300 ms. Start around 200 ms. Sustain around 0-20%. Release about 40 ms. This gives a short, punchy organ stab. 6. Optionally add a tiny bit of oscillator FM, or a touch of noise to taste for extra harmonics. Step 2. Layer 2. Crisp transient slash click. We want a short, sharp attack so the stab cuts through fast D&B drums. Option A. Simpler click. 1. Create chain 2 and drop a simpler. 2. Load a small click or short percussion sample. Set simpler to one shot or classic. 3. Envelope. Attack 0 ms. Decay 20-40 ms. Sustain 0. Release 0-20 ms. 4. Use a high pass or bright filter if needed. Around 300-600 Hz. So it stays clicky. 5. Add a transient shaper after simpler and increase attack a bit, plus 20-40%, to emphasize the click. Keep the chain level so the click is present, but not louder than the core. Start around minus 6 to minus 12 dB relative to the core. Option B. Waveedable click. 1. Use a second waveedable with a single sine or triangle and a very fast envelope. Attack 0 ms. Decay 30 ms. Sustain 0. Release 5-10 ms. 2. High pass the part at about 1 kHz to keep it clicky and set the level low. Step 3. Layer 3. Dusty mids noise slash texture. This gives the dusty character in the midrange. 1. Create chain 3 and load a simpler with brown noise or white noise that you low pass. If you don't have a sample, use Waveedable's noise option. 2. Sculpt the noise. Low pass it at 2.5-3.5 kHz. And add a narrow EQ boost somewhere in the 400-800 Hz range where the character sits. 3. Envelope. Make decay longer than the click but lower in level. Decay 150-350 ms. Low sustain. 4. Add a saturator on this chain with drive around 26 dB, and a warm drive type like analog clip or warmth to add grit. 5. Keep this chain quiet. It should be heard more than felt. Start around minus 12 to minus 18 dB relative to the core. Step 4. Global rack FX after the instrument rack on the same MIDI track, and a compact FX chain for tonal shaping. 1. EQ 8. High pass around 80-120 Hz to keep sub clean. Optionally a narrow boost of plus 24 dB around 400-800 Hz if you need the mids to poke. Gentle high shelf cut above 8-10 kHz if saturation adds harshness. 2. Saturator. Light drive, 1-3 dB. Soft clip on. This is your global dirt control. 3. Transient shaper. Attack plus 15-35% to emphasize the transient. If you don't have a dedicated transient shaper, use a compressor with very fast attack and short release as a trick. 4. Glue compressor. Light glue so it clamps 1-3 dB of gain reduction and sits the layers together. 5. Short reverb. Hybrid reverb or a short plate slash room with pre-delay about 8-15 ms. Decay 0.3-0.6 ms. wet low, 5-12%, so the stab keeps punch. 6. Utility. Set width around 85-100% for slight stereo. Make sure low frequency stay mono if your mix requires it. Macro mapping. Map useful parameters to 4 macros. Macro 1. Decay. Map wave eatable amp decay and noise chain decay so one knob shortens or lengthens the stab. Macro 2. Filter cutoff. Map wave eatable cutoff and the noise filter. Macro 3. Dirt. Map saturator drive and the noise chain volume so turning this up adds grit. Macro 4. Transient strength. Map transient shaper attack or compressor attack and the transient chains level so you can boost or soften the snap. Step 5. MIDI. Playing and velocity 1. Draw short MIDI notes. Start at 1/60 notes at 174 BPM or 1/8 if you want a longer feel. 2. Map velocity to amplitude and slash or filter so harder hits open the filter or increase decay. In wave eatable, map velocity to filter env amount or amp level, so dynamics matter. 3. Test notes around C3-C4 to find the sweet spot for this stab in your arrangement. Step 6. Final balancing and saving 1. Test the stab with a kick loop to ensure it cuts through without masking the kick. High pass the Morgan at 80-120 Hz if it conflicts with the kick. 2. Keep levels conservative. Save the instrument rack as Loxy organ stab clean and dusty for quick recall. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate. Too much drive smears detail and clashes with drums. Keep reverb short and wet low. Long reverb kills the stab character. Avoid too much stereo width on transients and low mids. It can phase and thin the power. Pay attention to MIDI length and velocity. Long notes and no velocity control make stab static. Don't blindly boost mids. Use a narrow cue and sweep to find the sweet spot. Pro tips: small detunes of plus or minus 5-10 cents add analog warmth. Keep unison low to preserve attack. Add micro movement to the dust with a slow random LFO on the noise filter for life, without smear. Duplicate a transient click pitched an octave up and blend it slightly for extra presence. Use sidechain compression only if the stab masks the kick. Often tightening decay and cutting low end works better. High pass everything below 120 Hz on the organ, if you need space for heavy low end bass. Mini practice exercise in 10 minutes. Create 3 variations. Variation A. Clean, decay 150 mS, dirt equals 0, transient plus 20%. Variation B. Dusty, decay 250 mS, dirt plus 3-4 dB drive, noise chain plus 6 dB. Variation C. Muted slash atmospheric, decay 350 mS, dirt low, reverb wet plus 8-12%. Place each variation over 2-bar sections in an 8-bar loop. Play with velocity for dynamics, then export and listen on different speakers. Recap: you've built a 3-layer instrument rack, a wave-eatable core, a click transient, and a dusty noise layer. You added EQ, saturation, transient shaping, light glue, and short reverb, and map decay, filter cutoff, dirt, and transient strength to macros for quick performance tweaks. Save your rack, test in context with drums and bass, and remember, small changes to decay, dirt, and filter make big differences. Final reminders: treat this rack as a small instrument for quick recall. Start with a coarse sound and add click and dust after the coarse sits well. Work in context. Keep levels conservative and iterate with tiny parameter nudges. That's it. Now build, tweak, and drop your Loxy organ stab into your next edit.